Today I'm speaking with Nancy Maryboy and David Begay, co-authors of Sharing the Skies, Navajo Astronomy, a cross-cultural book on Navajo and Western astronomy. Nancy and David are offering a virtual presentation of their work on December 13th as part of the Powerhouse Science Center's nine-part series in celebration of the Apollo 14 mission. Nancy and David, would you like to introduce yourselves?
My name is David Begay. I'm a member of the Navajo Nation.
And hello, everybody. My name is Nancy Maryboy. I'm Navajo and Cherokee.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for being here with me today. For our listeners, Nancy and David, as I mentioned, are co-authors of Sharing the Skies, Navajo Astronomy, and they'll be doing a presentation virtually with the Powerhouse Science Center in Durango on December 13th. More info on that event and to register can be found at www.powsci.org. Let's start out. There's just obviously so much to cover here. We could talk for quite a while, and I would love to have that opportunity. But I'm wondering, David, maybe if you could give us kind of a quick overview of Navajo astronomy, which I know is like asking the impossible, but and the unique way in which Navajo people view the cosmos and their place within it.
We will be talking about Navajo cosmology, star knowledge, constellations from an indigenous perspective or Navajo perspective, and how the Navajo people look at the world, and there's a worldview, and it's very ancient, very old, and this knowledge originated from the Four Corners area that we often refer to as the Neck Country. And it is therefore place-based observation knowledge. This observation is no different from any other observation. I think we all look at the same stars. Certain stars, they come up at certain time, they go down at certain time. And it's knowledge that is acquired by individual observers, and they pass that knowledge on to the people that they associate with. Hopefully, we will have enough time to share this knowledge on December 13th. Navajos has a long history. Aboriginally, they refer to themselves as the Ne people. Their heritage goes back in time, and it goes back up north into Canada and Alaska. They belong to the Athabascan language, and a lot of the star knowledge originated from some of those areas. Some of the Navajo words go back in time. For example, the movement of the sun with the solstice and the equinox, the movement of the moon and the sun through the four seasons. And they also take into consideration some of the bigger constellations like Orion, Scorpius in Greek. And so really this knowledge really stands by itself. We have our own calendar system. Our calendar starts with February. And the last month of that year is January. And we also have a calendar based on constellation. And the stars that come up through the early pre-dawn hours in the sky, we call it heliacal rise. Each month, certain stars, they come up, and our calendar is also based on that. Some of this knowledge, I think, has been here. For example, the Anasazi people were here, and they developed their own sophisticated star knowledge and how they viewed the universe. I think that the more you know about other people and their worldview and how they look at the sky, the more you'll become aware and the more you'll know. So when you go into the different people of the world, they have their own worldview, they have their own constellation, and Navajo is no exception. And so we'll briefly talk about those on December the 13th there's much to talk about.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's wonderful. I just want to say thank you to you both for being willing to share this knowledge outside of the Dene family and individuals. I really appreciate that generosity. Nancy, if you could speak to kind of what, with this particular presentation, what are your intentions? What are you hoping to achieve with sharing this knowledge in the way that you will be sharing it?
Well, thank you for letting me address this question. I think that our primary goal is to bring awareness that Navajo people have an ancient and very complex astronomy closely tied in with the movements of the planets and the stars in cycles that can be seen in the sky even today. And the fact that the language is so important and the fact that we did our research for the language and place-based observations for about 30 years. We would like to bring awareness of that research and those findings to people today. We're all looking at the same skies, say, if we're in Durango, but it's our worldview which gives us the perception of the stories and how to live that are in the skies. So I would say that it's a chance for us to share our knowledge with the people that largely live in the same area that we did, that we live in and did our research in. And so you're a primary audience that we like to be able to share with.
Wonderful. Thank you. In case you've just tuned in, I'm speaking with Nancy Maryboy and David Begay, co-authors of Sharing the Skies, Navajo Astronomy, a cross-cultural book on Navajo and Western astronomy. And both Nancy and David will be presenting a virtual presentation of their work on December 13th as part of the Powerhouse Science Center's series in celebration of Apollo 14's mission. But anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about your work or the presentation?
I think we'd like to just say that we work for the Indigenous Education Institute, and we also each work with the university. I'm with the University of Washington, David's with the University of New Mexico. We also work with NASA. We contract with NASA, and we have been working with them for probably 15 years. We work in Space Science Education Consortiums, and we're really focusing on the sun at this point and some of the Navajo stories that relate to the sun. I just want to make one last comment. We're going to be talking about some of the research we did in on star names, Athabascan star names that David mentioned. We spent a lot of time in Alaska and British Columbia, and believe it or not, even Mongolia, because Navajo shared DNA with Mongolians, and so they acknowledged that, and we were over there. Really, it's amazing how far back in history this knowledge goes, like what David was talking about. Anyway, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to speak, and we look forward to December 13th in Durango.
Thank you both so much. I've been speaking with Nancy Maryboy and David Begay, president and vice president, respectively, of the Indigenous Education Institute. For our listeners, if you're interested and you'd like to learn more or sign up to participate in the virtual event, Navajo Skies, on December 13th, you can visit the Powerhouse Science Center website at www.powsci.org.